Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can't beat Raven. Can't beat Raven jackpot is $3,700 thanks to Cricket. With fast and powerful nationwide 5G and all plans, it's no wonder people who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. All right, Brett, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Brett.
Okay. So Raven's walking out of here. That door's going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us because we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Ready.
Okay, number one. A trailer for the upcoming Little Mermaid live-action film premiered during the Oscars. Halle Bailey will play Ariel. Melissa McCarthy will play the evil Sea Witch. What's her name, the Sea Witch?
Ursula.
Number two, Scream 6 won at the box office this past weekend, even though it was missing one of the main characters from the previous movies. The actress that plays Sydney Prescott. Who is that?
Neve Campbell.
Number three, Joe Exotic claims that Tiger King ruined his life in an exclusive jailhouse interview with TMZ. What does TMZ stand for?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Number four, today's National Pi Day. It's best described as what type of number, pi? A rational number, an irrational number, or an integer? Guess.
Irrational.
And number five, March Madness starts tonight, and businesses will lose $16.3 million due to unproductive workers during the tournament. What is the traditional March Madness anthem written by David Barrett?
I have no idea.
That's time. Let me bring Raven back in.
All
right.
Yo.
I mean, not terrible. They were hard, right? 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Not great, not horrific. Let's go.
Number one, a trailer for the upcoming Little Mermaid live-action film premiered during the Oscars. Halle Bailey will play Ariel. Melissa McCarthy will be the evil Sea Witch. What's the evil Sea Witch's name?
Ursula.
Yes. Number two, Scream 6 won at the box office this past weekend, even though it was missing one of the main characters from the previous movies. Mm. The actress that played Sydney Prescott. What actress is that?
Neve Campbell.
That's right. It's interesting because it was like a money thing. So she didn't take the job because of money.
Yeah.
And now it's doing really well. And like everybody was saying it was going to fail for her not being in there.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing. She's always welcome back. It's a horror franchise. They'll bring her back.
Yeah.
They're not going to pay her what she wanted, though.
I don't know. I feel bad for her. I feel like she wanted it to fail. You know, like
she put her money on the table. She lost.
Yeah. Right. Well, she can keep her head held high. How about that? Number three, Joe Exotic claims that Tiger King ruined his life in an exclusive jailhouse interview with TMZ. What does TMZ stand for?
30 Mile Zone.
That is correct. 1960, they did a thing where you couldn't have 30 miles from where the big Hollywood studios were to protect the actors. And
right.
That's where TMZ came from, is they would have to stay out of the 30 mile zone.
If only it was like that still.
Number four, today is National Pi Day. Pi is best described as what type of number? A rational number, an irrational number, or an integer?
Isn't it an integer?
No, it's an irrational number.
Well, that just means I'm dumb.
And number five, March Madness starts tonight, and businesses will lose $16.3 million due to unproductive workers during the tournament.
Okay.
What is the traditional March Madness anthem that was written by David Barrett?
I have no idea.
One Shining Moment.
Okay.
He sang it. Luther Vandross famously sang it. Jennifer Hudson sang it about 13 years ago. I think Neo sang it too.
I could care less.
It's a song that they play when they cut down the net when the players win.
Well, great.
I'm sorry, Brett. He beat. Well, you guys tied 3, which is, I mean, fine, but still means you only get a T-shirt.
That's right,
Brett. And I can't beat Raven.
Well, better luck next time, man. Enjoy that free shirt tomorrow. $3,800, Anna.